New York County clerks will meet on Monday to talk about a new law that requires county departments of motor vehicles to issue driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants. Karen DeWitt reports.
Rensselaer County Clerk Frank Marola has been an outspoken opponent of granting standard driver's licenses to the immigrants, and he says he won't comply with the law, which was approved in late June by Governor Andrew Cuomo and the Democratic-led state legislature.
Somebody walks into my office and knowing that they are here illegally, we will not process a driver's license for them in our office.
But Marola says for him, the issue is personal.
I'm not anti-immigrant. I say this all the time. My wife's a naturalized citizen, but my son's also a police officer.
And he believes the licenses will hinder police from arresting undocumented immigrants who might commit crimes. He and other clerks are supporting a federal lawsuit that he says could be filed in the next several days. The New York Association of County Clerks says local DMV staff are not trained to recognize whether a foreign passport is a fake and that counties do not have the money to hire extra staff for translations. Cuomo says he does not expect any licenses to be issued until the lawsuit winds its way through the courts.
Not that many people would be signing up until they know they're not going to be subject to a federal government subpoena, which would then aid in deportation.
Cuomo has the power to remove county clerks from office if they refuse to carry out a state law. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
County clerks in Nassau and Suffolk say it's up to the state-run DMV to enforce the driver's license for immigrants law.